In our previous year, we began discussing the Gemara that says, "Amar Rav Yitzchak, that Fava Mebeis Masechet Megillah, Im Yom Lecha Adam Yigati V'Lei Metzasi Al Tamin, Lo Yigati V'Lei Umetzasi Al Tamin, Yigati Metzasi Al Tamin." And the Gemara continued, "V'Hani Mili B'Divrei Torah." That's only regarding Divrei Torah. Ava V'Mas V'Matan. When it comes to business, Siat D'Shmayhu. It's all Siyata Deshmaya. And the Gemara continued, Vila Divrei Torah Loya Moran, and even regarding learning, it's only Enlin Yechidudi, in order to be able to understand one's learning, Avalu Ukmi Gersa, and as we explained, the Rishonim offer two Pshatim in Ukmi Gersa. One Pshat is in order for one to retain his learning, the other Pshat was Tibim Chavin Shmaitasa Aliva the Hilchasa. For that, the Gemara said, we need Siyata Deshmaya. In fact, I saw that the Meiri says that we find many Talmid Chachamim who are very great in learning, and yet they have a difficulty coming and being able to paskin properly lahalocha, because as our Gemara says, there's a special requirement that's needed in order for one to succeed in learning. In fact, the Gemara Masech Debeyup Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph teaches us that when Rav Abba emigrated from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he damned Hashem that the local Talmid Chachamim should approve of his Torah thoughts and opinions. The Gemara, however, says that when Rav Abba arrived in Eretz Yisrael and he tried to resolve a difficulty raised by the local Talmid Chachamim, his answer was rejected. They didn't appreciate what he said. The Zer Zov suggests that Rav Abba earned his humiliation because his davening was not appropriate. Because as our Gemara says, that in order to succeed in learning, one has to yogati, he has to work and put an effort in order to succeed in learning. And therefore, in order that one should not make the mistake in thinking that one could succeed in learning just based on tefillah, Reb Abba's tefillah was rejected. On the other hand, there's a Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, that says that when Reb Nechunya ben Akana would come into the Beis HaMedrash, he would daven, Yirotzum Lefnei Avinu Shebishamayim, Shloi Akoshel B'Dvar Halacha, and there are many people that in fact say that tefillah every time, every day. So the question is, here we see that they did daven. Answers the Zer Zov, it's very much in line with our Gemara. Rav Nechunya ben Akana was davening that he should succeed in remembering his learning. He should succeed as the words imply, like Kashal B'Dvar Halacha, that he should be a Sukkah Shmaitz Aliva the Hilchasa. For that, our Gemara says, Tefillah works. On the other hand, for understanding, that's not what Tefillah works. And there's a Rivash. The Rivash says in a Tshuva that we find many Talmid Chachamim who are great Talmid Chachamim on every word of the Gemara, they're able to say many chidushim, kashis, terutzim, but they don't have the special bracha that they could be maisik, shmaitz, aliv, the hilchasa, that they could come to the true pshat in the Gemara, that they could come to halacha lemaisa. And he explains, as our Gemara is teaching us, that For this, you need a spas of Shiata D'Shmaya. And in fact, we see that, says the Rivosh, throughout Shas. Throughout Shas, we have Machloikis, or Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says that Beis Shammai were Mechadidei Tvei. They were actually sharper than the Beis Hillel. Yet we know the Halacha always follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. Obviously, Beis Hillel had a special Siyata D'Shmaya that the Halacha should follow their opinion. And for that, say the Mefarshim, one has to be Mespalu. He has to be Mespalu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him the Siyata D'Shmaya to remember what he learns and to remember and to succeed in being able to paskin l'alocha. In general, I saw that the Chidah brings that the Rambam, when the Rif was nifter, walked into the Rif's room and kissed his hand. The Rambam was 5 years old. And he said that kissing of the hand brought to him tremendous hatzlacha. And the answer and the reason is because when it comes to being able to succeed, to have the siyata d'shmaya, one has to show that it's important to him. And that's, in fact, the pshat why tefillah is so critical. Because who do we daven for? What are we daven for? We daven for what's important to us. And if a person davens to succeed in learning, and the place for that davening is that tefillah is by the brach and Shemana Esrei, v'ata choyne l'odim das, then that shows that this is what's important to him, and then he will indeed succeed. I saw that the brother of the Chazon Ish, Remeir Kurelitz, said that the Chazon Ish succeeded to indeed become the Chazon Ish is because he always davened, the Chazon Ish always davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him succeed in learning. So what we see specifically in our Gemara, however, that in order to be able to remember particularly one's learning, you need a special siyata d'shmaya. Just doesn't come even, as our Gemara says, just by learning. Of course, that's a critical element. But they need to have a special siyata d'shmaya. So I saw in the Sefer State Soifim that he brings many different etzes, many different pieces of advice, how one could be zoicha to the siyata d'shmaya to remember his learning. As we've been learning, the first thing is tefillah. The Gemara Masechta Nida, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, says, Mayasa Odom V'yechkan. What should a person do in order to be chacham? Yivakesh Rachmim V'misha Chachma Shloi. You should daven to the one that all the chachma belongs to. And Rashi Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches, says that if somebody was forgetting his learning, he should daven by Chayin and Hadas, that Hashem should help him remember his learning. The next Eitzah he suggests is Yerushimayim, based on the Gemara, the Masech, the Brachas, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Chassidim HaRishonim, HaYishon Sho'achas. The Chassidim Rishonim used to spend an hour lifnei tefillah, v'sho'achas la'achat tefillah, an hour after the davening, v'sho'achas b'tefillah, and 1 hour in davening. So they spent so much time davening. So the Gemara asks, Tarosan heich mishtarem meres, how is their Torah, how did they remember? They hardly had any time to learn. Malachtim heich misbarechas, how could they succeed in their work? The Gemara says, because metoy chassidim hayu, because they were chassidim. And what's the touch of a chassid? A person who's a Yerushmayim, terosan misbareches, there was a bracha, terasa mishtameres, to Yerushalmi says terasa misbareches, there was a special bracha in their learning. The Gemara in Masech the Shabbos says, Omer eish shlokish, taflamet beiz omer aleph, maidik siv, v'hoye imunas itecha choysin yeshuas, chochma v'das, and the Gemara explains, Amunah zazay the Zroim, Itecha zazay the Moyid, Choysen zazay the Noshim, Yeshua zazay the Nazikin, Chochma zazay the Kotshim, Fetaz zazay the Taharis, and the Gemara says, Vafil hoch yiras Hashem, he oitzroi. The main Segula Rashi over there, the Remaskal, he oitzroi, says, Segula l'zikorim, a school for somebody remembering his learning, is Yiras Hashem. That's the most important element. The Baal Shem was once asked by one of his Talmidim that he has difficulty remembering his learning. So what should he do? So the Baal Shem said he should do tshuva. Because the Gemara says in Masech the Yuma, that pei vav, gedoy l'tshuva, shemagas at kisei hakovid. Somebody who does tshuva, that tshuva reaches the kisei hakovid, and we say by davening on the Yom Neroim, ve'ein shicha lefnei kisei chvaydacha. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no shicha. So a person who connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein shicha. Another eitza is anova, humility. The Gemara Masech the Soita Daf Chof Aleph Amud Bey says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim, Ela B'misha Mesim Atzmai K'misha Einoi. Divrei Torah are only found by somebody who is completely modest. Shenemar V'chochma Mi'ayin T'motzei. And so too we find a Gemara Masech the Tainis, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Om Rav Chanina, Lama nimshlo divrei Torah l'mayim. Why are divrei Torah compared to water? Ma mayim menichem makam gevoya v'holkel makam namach. Water rolls down. Af divrei Torah enim skayimim ella b'mi shedate shvela. By somebody who is humble. The Gemara, another eitza is to teach Torah to other people. The Gemara in Masech the Ervin. Daf nun dalar amar aleph. Omer belozer maidik siv l'choyov karugas habosem. In meisim odem atzma karuga u'kaboisim zeshakol misbasma ba. Everybody enjoys, everybody gains from this person. Talmudim miskayim b'yodai. M'lav ein miskayim b'yodai. And there's another Gemara, and the Rashi explains that kol misbasma ba shemalamet toyer l'talmidim. Somebody who teaches Torah to Talmidim. And there's a Gemara Masech, the Ervin, Daf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph, Ravina Amar B'nei Yehuda, the Golem Masechta, Neskayim B'yadoi, and Rashi says, the Golem Masechta, Lomdu L'Acherim, they taught other people Torah, they remembered their Torah, B'nei Golo, the Loi Golem Masechta, but the people from Golo, who did not do this, learn Neskayim B'yadoi. Another Eitzah is not to have that much enjoyment, to live a simple life. The Gemara Masech the Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amar Aleph says, Amar Rav Huna, Maidik Siv, Kritecha Yoshebai, Im Chayoscha Yoshebai, Im Adam Mesem Atzma Kechayis Ushadereses Valchemes. If a person acts like a Chaya, he doesn't spend time eating, he just eats quickly, Talmud Miskayim B'yodai. Malav, Ein Talmud Miskayim B'yodai. And Rashi explains, not the Chas V'Shalom, the Gemara suggesting that a person who learns Torah should not eat with the proper manners. Rashi explains, K'chai Yizeh Shadaresis V'Acheles She'ena Makbir Al Tanugim. He isn't busy trying to live a fancy life. The Chasam Sofer suggest that by somebody is mechadish chidushim in Torah, that is a way to remember his learning. Because if you apply yourself to an issue then you mechadish in it, and that issue, that helps you remember the issue. The Yerushalmi Masechta the Brachos, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, says, Om Rav Tanchem, Hasoiver Talmudai, Loibim Heiruhu Mishakach. That means if somebody tries to understand what he's learning. The Gemara Masechta Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amar Aleph, Om Rav Elazar, Maidik Siv Luchas Evin, Im Adam Mesem Es Alachayov Ka'evin Zu, Sheren Nimchis, Talmud Miskayim B'Yodai, Mamlav E Miskayim B'Yodai. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Ka'evin Zu Sheren Nimchis, like a stone that doesn't get rubbed out? He doesn't stop learning. Hasmada. Which of course leads to the next very important element in helping one remember his learning, Chazara, constantly reviewing what he learned. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos says in Talmud Chacham Hu, and Rashi explains what's the definition of Talmud Chacham, Shiragel Lachser Al Gersosai Talmud. The definition of a Talmud Chacham is somebody who's constantly reviewing what he's learning. The Gemara later in Amos Sechta, Daf Lamed Beis Amen Aleph, says Kol HaKoyer B'Loi Ni'ima V'Shoyin B'Loi Zimra, somebody who learns without a song, Olav HaKosuv Omer V'Gam Ani Nosati Lohem Chukim Loi Tovim U'Mishpotim Loi Yichyu Behem. And Tosfos explains that they used to learn the Mishnayos out loud. In those days, Torah Shabbat Peh was indeed Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's why they were successful in their learning. They were able to remember their learning all of Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Gemara Masechta Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, says Beruya Ashkachte Lahu Talmida, Beruya Mer Talmid, Dav Kagoros Belchisha, was learning quietly. Bat Shabbat, she kicked him. I'm like haksiv, arucha bakol ushmura. Im arucha bimirach, birmach evarm shalcha mishtameris. If you use all of your energy to learn Torah, mishtameris, you will remember it. Imlav ein mishtameris. And the Gemara there, in fact, continues saying, ki chayim heim lemoitziyehem, al tikri lemoitziyehem, el lemoitziyehem bepef. You pronounce what you're learning. The Gemara Masechta Erevin Dei Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph says Bnei Yehuda Gamru Mechad Rabba. The Bnei Yehuda learns from one Rebbe. Niskayim Toirasan Biyodam. Bnei Golo Deloi Gamru Mechad Rabba. Loi Niskayim Toirasan Biyodam. So Rashi explains if you learn from many Rebbes, you get confused. If you learn one way, you don't get confused and it'll be easier to remember. The Yerushalmi Masechta Brachos, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Bris Kerusahi, Hayugaya B'Yerushalmi B'Talmud B'Tzilma Lo'ibim Heru Mishkachach. To learn quietly, privately, not that everybody should notice that you're learning. The Yerushalmi, however, also says there, Om Rav Yochanan, Bris Krusa Yogei B'Talmuda B'Beis HaMedrash, Loi B'Meherim Mishakach. You should learn in the Beis HaMedrash. The Yerushalmi over there also says that you should learn Mitoich HaSefer, looking into the words of the Sefer. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph says, Ein ha-Torah niknis ela b'simonim. If you have to try to make simonim, you have to try to make different memory aids in order to help one remember his learning. The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis says, Shloisa esed varam nemrib ha-shachris. There were 13 things said about breakfast. Ve'ech mehem tamudim skayim b'yodai. Eating breakfast is a way to help remembering one's learning. The Sefer Tamei Menhagim says that if looking at a tzaddik is a way to one can remember his learning. Delia Rabba says that somebody who wants to remember his learning should have kavana when he says a Hava Rabba before Shmon Esrei. The Sefer Eshkol says that to mention the 10 B'nai Rapapa is a school for remembering Torah, and that's why they are mentioned by every Siyam. Another Eitzah, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, is to begin learning when one is young, because it's the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says, Haloi Mejeled, if somebody learns when he's young, it's like Yoik Suva Naya Chodesh. It's like ink on a fresh piece of paper that is absorbed much better. The Sefer Chassidim says that one has to be careful not to think about Divrei Torah in a place where one is not allowed to think about Divrei Torah, Beis HaMerchatz, Beis HaKisei. That's a school of Zikaron. The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Beis, says, a Mekabel Yisurim Be'ahava, somebody accepts Yisurim Be'ahava, Yir Ezera, Yarech Yomim, V'loi Oid El Shatalmudoi Miskaimoi Be'yodoi. Others say that whatever you learn, try to connect to Halacha L'maisa, to your everyday life. And in fact, we have a Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, going back to the importance of Chazara, where the Gemara says, Amar Rava Sudas Purim Sh'ochel B'layla Lo Yotzi Yidei Chavosab, that the Sudas Purim has to be eaten by day, not by night. And the Gemara says, Tanimineh Abon Zimnei, he learned this halacha, which seems to be a fairly simple halacha, the Domele command of Monach B'Kisei. And that's when he indeed knew it. But I saw what's Shat command of Monach B'Kisei. So I saw that the Mepharshim say, we know the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia says that Adam Osoy L'mashmesh B'Kisei Kol Shah. The people have a tendency to constantly tap their pocket where they have their money to make sure that they haven't lost their money. The Monach Leg B'Kisei, just like we're always making sure that we haven't lost our money, and then and only then are we certain that we have it? We're constantly making sure that we didn't lose it. So too, it must be with our learning. It has to be the monach because kisei. We treat our Torah like we treat money. And there's really two elements that I mean to say. One is that it's important to us, just like our money is important to us. And furthermore, we're always making sure that we didn't lose it. We're always chazering, we're always reviewing. Such a person will taka Bizoicha to Siyata the Shmaya that our Gemara refers to Lakume Gersa.